Is it bad that I'm not crying in my prayer? So, we've decided at some point in our life that we now want to improve this prayer that we offer 5 times a day. So we start. And we look towards these hadith and we see that the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are seen to be trembling, nervous, crying, fearful as they stand onto the prayer mat. And then I reflect on myself. I'm like, hey, I can't even get to pretend to be sad, let alone tremble, cry, be nervous. So am I doing it wrong? The challenge here is that we're comparing ourselves to the best of the best. And look, we should absolutely look up to them, no doubt. That's where we want to try and get to one day, inshallah. But in the beginning, we need to remember where we're starting from. Imagine this, if I were to walk into the gym and see someone who's been training for 20 years of their life, and here's me, not in the best of shape, I can't go and do the same exercises that they're doing. They're on a whole different level. They've been journeying for the last 20, 30 years. I'm on day one. And if I try to, what's going to happen? I'm probably going to snap a limb. I'm going to snap a muscle. Who knows? I'm going to do more damage than good. I need to start from somewhere. Yes, I can look up to them, but I need to start from somewhere. And I also need to recognize that these awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have reached a stage that maybe I will never reach in my life. I'm going to die trying, but I may never reach there. And that's okay. So what does a good prayer look like for us at the stage that we're at? Because at the moment, we can't generate overnight this fear of Allah, this love for Allah. It's just not going to happen straight away. You know, we don't even miss Allah between our prayers. It's kind of like, oh, I need to pray. But when that whispering comes into your ear saying, oh, you're not crying, just give up. Recognize that is shaitan trying to put you off the journey that you're trying to go on. So to reach this peak, I need to recognize that I need to start the journey. I need to decide to go on the expedition. I need to pack my bags. I need to get on the flight. And I need to begin training. And the flight leaves 5 times a day. So the question for each of us is, am I getting on that flight? Am I going to miss it yet again? Because if I miss it, there's another one and another one and another one till the rest of my life. But I need to make sure I get on one of them before that time is taken away from me and it's too late. And when I start that journey, it'll be one of beauty, one of love, one of reflection, and God willing, one that takes me closer to my Creator.